AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News Global IT Outage. I'm Sherry Preston. Around the world, banks, online retailers, media outlets, and airline flights have all been affected by a worldwide computer outage. This woman is at Reagan National Airport in Washington.
When I got here, there was a lot of chaos about an hour ago, and they kind of told me there was a ground stop, and I kind of asked what that meant, and I don't know, I didn't get a lot of clarity, but I am going to have to cancel my flight and actually get on a new flight at a completely different airport.
The FAA had issued a ground stop for all American, Delta, United flights, and other airlines as well. That ground stop being lifted for some airports. New York City's chief technology officer, Matthew Frazier, said the problem had originated with an update that the internet security firm CrowdStrike had put out overnight.
That update, once deployed, caused a number of Windows-based workstations to go offline or crash.
CrowdStrike says it was not a cyber attack and that it's being worked on now. This is ABC News. Comedy legend Bob Newhart died on Thursday. ABC's Danny New has more on his career.
The button-down mind of Bob Newhart became both the first comedy album to reach number one on the Billboard charts and to win Album of the Year at the Grammys. From there, Newhart would star in two of the most successful sitcoms of the 1970s and 80s. First, The Bob Newhart Show.
Good morning, Dr. Hartley.
And then in the 80s, Newhart, where he played a New England innkeeper. He would also become a staple of late-night television, guest hosting Johnny Carson's Tonight Show 87 times. Bob Newhart was 94 years old.
A federal appeals court in New Orleans has ruled to uphold a lower court order blocking a Biden administration effort to enhance protections for LGBTQ plus students under the federal law known as Title IX. The administration sought to expand the definition of sexual harassment at schools and colleges and add safeguards for victims. State officials in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Montana filed lawsuits that led to the law being blocked in several states. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Burrow has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Verlo. American-made, locally crafted, welcome to Verlo.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy with free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Some big Wisconsin political figures say they would work for Donald Trump if he wins the White House again. Former Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark said there aren't any plans in motion, but if he was asked, of course he would serve in a new Republican administration. During Trump's first term in office, Clark was considered for a post in the Department of Homeland Security. He withdrew his acceptance when news surfaced that he plagiarized his master's thesis. And former Governor Scott Walker is currently president of the group Young Americans for Freedom. He didn't rule out the idea. And Wisconsin has broken another employment record. New numbers from the Department of Workforce Development show the highest employment rate ever last month. The previous record was from May. Governor Tony Evers credited programs that strengthen the workforce through added access to education and fast-tracking licensing. That's been a big focus of his administration as governor. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson for Civic Media News.
The Bucks back in action. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks taking on the Phoenix Suns in Las Vegas. Milwaukee's 0-3, looking for their first win in summer league play. Pete Dominguez is serving as the Bucks head coach and was asked, how does their rookie first round pick, A.J. Johnson, look so far?
The kid is, he has an infectious personality. He's someone that I think everyone, top to bottom in the organization, enjoys being around. And he just loves being on the court. He loves working. He understands that the learning curve, especially at his position, playing a lot of point guard, is going to be steep. He hasn't been phased at all, and I think he's shown shown the right attitude, and obviously his confidence is where we need it to be. I don't think it's going to be an issue for him. I think that he's someone that you don't want to stunt his growth by kind of cutting back what you're giving to him. I think you just give him as much as you can and see what he could do with it.
Baseball, the Brewers head to Minnesota to face the Twins tomorrow night. In golf, Garrett Jones of Madison, the winner of this year's State Amateur Golf Championship. The 39-year-old shot an even par, good enough for the win at the Legend at Merrill Hills near Waukesha. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We have a pretty nice weekend coming up today. Mostly sunny. We'll get to 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 62. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with an isolated afternoon thunderstorm, 81. Same for Sunday, partly cloudy, scattered afternoon thunderstorms, 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Pete Schwabba.
Friday night, we're back on Nightlight full-time and discussing Green Bay ghost tours with Tim Freese. And it's Friday, so our Friday friend Terry Barr will be on the show with new music and sparkling convo.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio, WMDX, the John and Gordy Family Show, where we try to calm things down a little bit. We are toning it down. 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. I'm sure you've probably noticed that already. We're broadcasting from State Street. And you can always get us on the Civic Media app. Text us or give us a call. We'd love to hear from you.
Sure we would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, really, serious.
I know.
No,
I'm not being
kid.
Sarcastic.
You not... kid, but you know, I we would love to hear from you.
Yes.
Really. I know you don't care.
I
you don't
do
care if we ever hear from anybody. I know that you resent the comments.
What are you talking about?
I'm just
right,
making it
right
up.
Right out of the gate
I don't know,
here.
I'm just trying to.
We would love to hear from everybody. 608-879-8255.
That's true.
It's the John and Gordy Show. It's Dumpster Fire Friday.
They hated me. Remember, we voted. You know, who's your least favorite
yeah.
of John and Gordy?
Yeah,
and...
you won that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good for you. Good for you. We'll give
you
a
love
trophy.
Saying it, don't you? You won that, John.
Yeah, it's beautiful out there this morning.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
You know, Maxwell Street. Days continuing
yeah.
through the weekend
yeah.
here downtown on State Street. Also, the Dane County Fair. They're going to have a beautiful day today. Looks bright and sunny. Right now, it's 61 degrees. Mm-hmm. We ready to get the slot machine going already?
Yeah.
You want to
we're
do that now?
The slot machine.
You
yeah.
ready? I don't know.
Gambling
if
at 6 in the morning?
Why not?
Well, we're going to gamble on the temperature?
Yep.
The high temperature
the
for
high
today.
Temperature. Let's.
Well, I hate to get this wrong.
Let's crank up the one-arm bandit. Here we go.
There we go.
Okay. And round and round the wheels go. First number doesn't count. Second one is 7, and the third one is 8.
Wow.
78 for a high
that
today.
That is fantastic. Yeah. One of these days, we're going to hit the jackpot.
Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be wonderful?
What happens then? Does that is that like some kind of severe weather event?
Ooh, I don't know. We don't know, you know?
Or is that jackpot as in we're going to have like amazing weather?
We'll just have to wait and see,
yeah,
I
was
guess.
Thinking about that. What yeah. would the jackpot be?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Or would it just be coins?
Gordy, you're the weatherman. We're looking to you for answers here.
Well, you helped build the machine. I don't know what you would put into it, right?
I mean, I guess.
We got it used. It was a piece of junk in the back of the Ho-Chunk Casino.
Found,
they
found
didn't want it anymore.
On the side of the road, yeah.
Speaking of weather, Twisters is out this weekend.
Yeah, Twisters
right?
is out this
right?
week. Yeah.
We're going to go see it. Yeah. Is it out
a lot
in
of
the pre-sale, movie theaters?
Pre-sale ticket
yeah.
through the roof. So
yeah, really?
Everybody's buying the stuff up. And that just reminds me, I was going to reserve a seat at the Marcus Theaters, and I forgot to do that again.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy, you
for
know,
this
I probably
weekend?
Yeah,
yeah.
No, for next Tuesday. You know, they have like $5, $6
sure.
ticket night.
Yeah,
or day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Another thing that's happening this evening: Pod Save America. That's at the Orpheum.
We'll yeah, be there tonight.
Yeah, and doors open at 6. Shows at 7. We're going to be there to help welcome everybody into the Orpheum. And that'll be a fun show, I think. Well, interesting show.
At least this time, try not to swear at everybody as they were leaving.
I have a habit of doing that. I don't know why. I can't control it.
Well, politics makes you angry, and by the time the end of the night rolls around, you know, you're
disgusted.
Just,
yeah. Like last night, watching Trump up there on the stage. I mean, it was just, I know you checked out early, probably.
Well, I did. I was in bed already.
Yeah.
And then Ann said, yeah, he just came out. And I thought, well, I might as well just see what he looks like. And I missed his slow stroll out. Something's wrong with him.
I don't know.
He's very subdued. If no one else noticed it, I'm going to start the rumor here. I think something's wrong with him. I think he was affected by it. Let me just get this out right away.
All right.
I talked to my mega friend in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, you know, we haven't heard any medical reports coming from the Trump administration. Well, I mean, Trump campaign.
Right.
And we'd like to know what happened, you know, with the injury to his ear or if there's any further injury. Because it was a high-velocity bullet.
Yeah, they really haven't said anything, have
and
they?
Nothing was said. Yeah. And he said, yeah, that's a really important thing because a high-velocity bullet has all this energy around it, and it's and it has an impact, whether you know it strikes you or not, it has an impact around it that could affect you know his hearing, his brain.
Kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he said it sounded like a great big mosquito. That's the only comment he said.
A loud crack.
Yeah, okay.
But my other son said, you know, it broke the sound barrier, so there should be at least, you know, some of that noise that he had heard.
Well,
It could become, you know, high-velocity bullets have like a radius of like 2 inches around it of energy, just incredible energy. And once that glides past you, you're going to get that energy. It's going to impact you in some way. And this actually struck his body, his ear.
Yeah.
So I think something's wrong with his ear.
Well,
I think he's lost the hearing in his right ear.
You think so?
And that's the rumor I'm starting here on the show today.
Based on no facts at all.
Well, here's the fact. He was sitting with J.D. Vance.
Yeah.
And Vance was on his right side. Yeah. And they did not converse.
Mm.
They did not say a word to each other.
Yeah. That's kind of odd, isn't it?
Yeah. Because he can't hear on that ear.
Well, he's got that great big bandage.
Well, that doesn't block everything.
Who knows?
It's not soundproof.
Could be.
Maybe they secretly hate each other.
Well,
already?
Yeah. He only hired him because the guy put out a movie and, you know.
That's it.
Was able to communicate.
Yeah. Well, the big news this morning is this big cybersecurity thing, too.
Yes.
This is, like, affecting airports all over the world.
Well, who cares about the airports?
What?
I almost didn't have a show today.
What?
Yeah,
kidding me?
I was telling Gordy before you came in, my hometown news station posted something on social media saying that they were struggling with putting together their morning shows because, like, OneDrive was down. I think Microsoft 365 was down.
Yeah. And everybody has all this stuff on it. I mean, it's a sure thing. And then when it went down, I had all our clips, everything on it.
Yeah.
And I couldn't transfer it over. And I'm thinking, wow, might not have anything this morning. Which
would anybody notice?
No one would notice. You know, it's like I bring all this stuff in, right?
Right.
And we never get to
tons of material.
I've got
a stack. It's an inch and a half thick here.
It's like a phone book.
Old scripts. It is.
Yeah.
It is. So should we get to the National Day Calendar?
All right.
I don't know what's going to happen with this cyber attack. I don't know. They're trying to track it down. Has a major tech malfunction. It's grounded flights worldwide. Everybody's looking at their screens. They have the blue screen of death.
It was some tech company that, in association with Microsoft, somehow something happened with that and it affected Microsoft.
CrowdStrike?
Yeah, I know that CrowdStrike pushed an update out to people, and they're like you said, a cybersecurity company, so they deal with login stuff, I'm guessing. So I'm guessing people just kind of got booted out of their accounts and can't get back into access programs.
Well, that was the problem. Yeah, I wasn't logged into OneDrive or even Microsoft Windows anymore, so I had to re-sign up. I thought, oh, no, there goes everything I've ever had in my life. Up on the cloud, gone.
Oh, boy. You panicked.
I was panicking, yeah. It was.
Just calm down. We'll get through it. You know, they'll figure everything out.
Well, everything's back to normal.
All these people that are in airports, major and, you know, smaller airports all across the world, they're all standing around waiting for things to get back to normal, and it's going to take a while.
Well, how do they deal with that?
I don't know.
Did they ever pass that bill where they were going to reimburse everybody whose flights were canceled or delayed?
I don't know.
That you can just go and get a reimbursement.
Well,
instead of
getting
to run around and having to sit there all night long or all day long.
I think they give them free hotel rooms. That's it.
Well, no, I think
if you're lucky.
I think there was a bill that dealt with that.
Yeah.
You know, having to pay for all this stuff if they ever did that. It was to cut down on, you know, delays
mm-hmm.
or cancellations.
Okay.
Because they were just abusing it.
There was a bill. I don't think it passed. Don't quote me on that, though.
Yeah, okay. And Pete Buttigieg was part of that. It was transportation.
Oh, is that so? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get to the national day calendar today. It's July 19th. Can you believe that?
Man, it's
this
already.
Month is just flying by.
Yeah.
Is it or is it not Play Day? Is it Daiquiri Day?
Daiquiri.
Yes. Is it Retainer Day? Is it Words with Friends Day? Is it National Horseshoes Day? Which day does not belong?
It's not National Horseshoes Day. I know you want to set that up in your backyard. I know you do.
I do. You are correct, sir.
Yes, I know.
You got one right for a change.
Well, I remember our conversations. We were talking about it in your cement backyard.
They paved over the whole yard.
Maybe we can at least have that. Yeah, I know.
I don't know why. Why would somebody do that? I don't understand. It would have been a nice, you know, small backyard.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they just paved it over.
You know, from Baraboo, Mr. Hillbilly over here, you know, going to the big city and having
Hillbilly.
That cement backyard is.
Okay. All right. Let's get to national days here. National Play Day. It's Play Day. You feel like playing? Hey, here we go. National Play Day. Summer's in full swing on July 19th and perfect the day. Perfect. And the perfect this is all written like this. And the perfect the day celebrate National Play Day. I'm not making that up. That's what it says.
Maybe that's how they wanted you to read it.
Maybe. It's time to unleash your inner child, spark your creativity, and learn why play is an important part of being happy.
Mm-hmm.
Play is one of the most simple yet rewarding activities you can do. It unlocks curiosity and allows you to explore the world in an engaging way. Besides being fun, play opens a sense of enjoyment that's essential for development and overall well-being.
That's true.
In fact, play can actually help build problem-solving skills to help navigate challenges we face in life. So play today.
Yes, Play Day.
Play Day.
I mean, you know, I was just thinking when you were reading that maybe we consider maybe X.
X?
A way to play. I mean, you just sit there and you just kind of consume your time and you're entertained by
John,
it and interested
Gen
in
Z-ers
it.
Gen Zers have a word for that. It's brain rotting.
Well, Gen Zers are the ones playing games.
That's true. But if you're just doom scrolling all day long,
you're right. Doom scrolling?
Yeah, that's another word for it.
It is.
Just scrolling on social media.
Doom scrolling, you just sit there forever, just, you know, while away your time.
Get depressed.
That happens on Facebook all the time. That's why I hate Facebook more than anything.
Yeah.
But I enjoy it more than anything, too.
Okay. Well, if you want something else to do, it's National Daiquiri Day.
It's fun, fun, fun.
People across the U.S. fill their glasses with rum-based cocktail and toast to National Daiquiri Day. So raise your glass and join in the celebration.
Well, I haven't heard about daiquiris in like thousands of years.
I know. Does anybody drink daiquiris anymore? Okay, we'll get to the rest of the National Day calendar and crack open the history books in just a moment as we continue with the John and Gordy Show for Friday.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lawball Show.
Mad Radio WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM, broadcasting from the capital city of Wisconsin, Madison. And overlooking
beautiful
State Street.
State Street, yeah.
And they've set up the blockade already for Maxwell Street Days.
Yeah. There were a lot of people out there yesterday, and that continues through the weekend.
There it is. Yeah. We've got a camera shot of that in case you just drive into work and you're watching it on your phone.
There it is.
We're not on X now, though.
We're not?
Yeah.
Are we off of X now?
It really killed our video viewership. Most of the people who watched us were on X.
Yeah. No kidding.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then they started charging.
But they can still see us on Facebook, right?
Facebook and YouTube.
Well, okay. We'll get over our little tantrum. Okay. We'll pay Elon.
Okay.
Maybe. Yeah,
maybe. The John and Gordy Show, sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. You can find them on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com. Okay.
All right. That
we get
sounds
back
great.
To the National Day calendar?
Yes.
You okay?
Oh, yeah.
You need a better mattress. You should get a Verlo mattress, get some sleep.
I just can't wait for this exciting feature on our show.
Well, the next day on the calendar here is International Retainer Day. Okay. You all right over there?
Oh, God.
If you had braces, you know, after you get the braces off, they give you a retainer to keep your teeth straight.
You're supposed to wear it for the rest of your damn life.
I guess, or at least for a long time.
Yeah.
Well, International Retainer Day celebrates the beauty of International Retainer Day. What? The International Day challenges you to make a commitment to your beautiful smile. We're using today to learn about what's behind keeping a straight and beautiful smile years after orthodontic treatment. Your retainer. Ah, yes, it's a time to,
it's a time to reminisce.
A reminisce about your retainer. Retainers were invented in the early 1900s to help stop teeth from shifting so your smile stays straight and nice. Now, if you don't wear your retainer after orthodontic treatment, your teeth tend to shift.
No,
they
really?
May even relapse to their old crooked positions.
Well, I'll be darned.
So wear those retainers, okay? That's the message.
I'm really
there,
kind
apparently.
Of, yeah. It's a message my orthodontist didn't have.
Did you have braces?
I did. I braces,
did
and it was a nightmare.
Yeah, I wore
We should get a side by side picture of a picture of each of you with braces, if you have one, or if you avoided a camera during that time of your life.
I can
understand that.
I think I did. Yeah,
I might have one, but. The retainer thing wasn't a big deal. I mean, they gave you a retainer when you left the office, and that was about it. Never said, "Oh, you got to wear it all the time for the rest of your life."
Well, I think
you know, just come back in for a fitting. You know, update it
6 months or so, or maybe a year.
They didn't have that back then.
No, they didn't.
No.
Yeah.
So my bottom teeth just went right back where they were.
Oh my!
Even though they took out four teeth just to make some room in there.
Very sad.
Oh, thank you.
We'll have to get Chris Cameron in here and you know, talk to you about that.
Yeah. Actually, Chris is taking care of my son.
Is that right?
Yeah, well,
he took care of me the other day. Yeah.
He needs to get refitted for the retainers he ran out of. And
okay.
Nothing's happened yet. So we'll see.
You want to share any more on that? Or?
No.
Okay. National Words with Friends Day. Recognizes friendly competition and smart wordplay. The celebration honors the 2009 launch of the popular game franchise. Have you ever heard of this franchise, Words with Friends Day? Or Words with Friends?
No.
Yeah, I'm surprised you're reading this one. I figured it was just going to be an advertisement for the game.
Is that all it is? I don't know.
Probably.
Words with Friends.
My mom went through a period probably like 7 or 8 years ago at this point where she was obsessed with this game.
Oh, no kidding.
I've never heard of this game.
It's kind of like virtual Scrabble.
Mm. Okay. Virtual Scrabble.
Yeah, it's a phone game.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's it. That's it for the National Day
calendar. Is that really it?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, God.
Well, you want to double check here?
No, just, you know, it seems really short today.
Actually, no. How about the history books, Sam?
Yeah.
What's going on July
19th? Time to hit the books.
Yeah. What happened on this date?
Oh, boy. We're going way back for the first one here.
Yeah.
Way back in the book.
Yeah.
Today in 64, the Great Fire.
1964?
No, not 1964.
Just 64.
64.
Wow.
The Great Fire of Rome begins.
Mm. Mm.
And Nero doesn't play the fiddle because the fiddle hadn't yet been invented.
So that's a myth.
Wow. That's an amazing detail.
Yes. Before, by the end of the fire, over 70% of Rome had been destroyed.
Mm. Ooh,
yeah.
That seems like a lot.
It is. Yeah. Let's see what else. Connecting ancient history to the modern day.
Mm-hmm.
Today, yeah. In 1799, the Rosetta Stone is discovered.
Mm.
The Rosetta Stone.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
That's that software where you can...
yeah, it's how you learn other languages, right?
Wow, that started
that's right.
In 1799?
Yeah, crazy. Yeah. The Rosetta Stone was it was an inscription on this big sheet of rock in three languages, ancient Greek, Latin, and ancient Egyptian hieroglyphs. And at that time, like, Egyptology was like a brand new field. Nobody had been really studying ancient Egypt. And so nobody... What?
Are you making this up?
No, I'm not making this up.
You're just, this is all off the top of your head.
He's not reading anything. He's sitting there. Mr. Scientist.
I thought people knew this.
Okay. Tell us more.
Okay, Brainiac.
So for a couple thousand years, we didn't know how to decipher ancient Egyptian hieroglyphs. We didn't know how to read ancient Egyptian. And then this text came up where the same piece of text was written in three different languages, and we were finally able to start deciphering it.
Wow, that's a pretty cool
story. I never knew all that stuff.
Yeah.
Rosetta Stone. Okay.
Of course, everybody knows that story, you know. we're just teasing you.
Maybe I just read Wikipedia too much.
Okay.
I don't know.
Maybe. Right. But it's wonderful that you have that information.
Yeah. Okay. We learned something new from Sam today. That's
well, that's good.
Anything else happen on this date?
Today in 1843, the SS Great Britain launches. It's the first ship to combine an iron hull and a screw propeller. It was a huge ship for the time. It was like over, 3,500 tons is not, it might be right. But I know it's like in more than 1,000 whatever unit, bigger than any other ship that was around at the time.
Well, thanks a lot, Mr. Peabody. It's nice to know that you have that history information
I'm
for
us. I'm
doing
my best here, John.
Have you ever thought about getting on Jeopardy? You know, you'd be great at that.
Yeah. Okay. Could you just fill me in the screw propeller? Was it the first time they used something like a propeller on a boat?
Right.
But it was in a screw shape. It wasn't.
Well, just like a regular propeller. Like think of a boat propeller.
Right,
right.
That's all that we have these days. Before that, you know, like a river steamboat where it's got the big wheel on
the
side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was how they moved steamships.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Fascinating.
All right.
Let's go back
into the Wayback Machine and Mr. Peabody show us around.
Is that it for the history
one book? Other one I want to touch on. Today in 1848, the Women's Rights Convention in Seneca Falls launches the suffrage movement in the United States.
1848.
That is great. Mm-hmm. That is great.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And thank birthdays? You got some birthdays?
Samuel Colt, the guy who invented the revolver, born today in 1814. And I should have pulled up a Queen song. We'll come back with that. Brian May was born today in 1947.
Okay. Very good, Sam.
Very interesting.
Thank you for the history lesson.
Yeah, it is
fascinating.
Wow. Doing my part for the show.
Okay. Can you tell us about the pyramids next time around and how they figured those out? Okay, 629 and 61 degrees. Back with more of the John and Gordy Show in just mere moments.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Farmers have invested an awful lot of money in equipment to keep their farms running. Now imagine one day they walk out and it's gone. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. It's not only a shock to that farmer's physical system, it's also a shock to their agribusiness plan. Craig Kamholtz is a rural mutual insurance agent that has to handle those kinds of calls. And he says, if you're not a farmer, just imagine trying to get through your week without a cell phone, for example.
These pieces of equipment are crucial to their ability to farm. You know, I often compare it to the average citizen. If you lost your cell phone and you knew you couldn't get it back for 2 to 3 weeks because they didn't have it in stock or something, or you just couldn't get one, how would that disrupt your life? It's very similar to something as simple as losing a cell phone. You could still operate. You could still function. It wouldn't be as easy. Clearly isn't going to be what you had. And moving forward, it just makes things a little more tough and stressful.
Craig Kamholtz, he's a rural mutual insurance agent in Greene County. He said, now most of the equipment thefts happen during the harvest, but he said it's now happening year-round. He reminds farmers to remember to light up your farm, lock up the tractor, park away from the road out of sight, consider technology like cameras and trackers, use signage on the farm to tell people they're being watched. That deters them a little. And remember proof of ownership in case your equipment is stolen.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Dan Sheps?
Harv Extra has been very consistent on our test results from first crop through fourth crop. The higher quality has allowed us to feed more alfalfa haylage in our diet, and cows are able to have a higher intake with a higher quality forage.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Riley Lapenka?
Making hay has changed so much now with Harv Extra alfalfa. You don't have to be tied down to a certain cutting window. That saves us a lot of headache, a lot of cost, wear and tear on machinery, you name it. I don't see any farm that it wouldn't work. Any kind of operation, if you have 10 cows, 10,000, it doesn't matter.
What does life on the cutting edge mean for alfalfa growers? Flexibility, yield, or quality? Harv Extra alfalfa with Roundup Ready technology gives you an extra edge every time you harvest. Hear grower stories at harvextra.com.
December corn this morning's unchanged. November soybeans also unchanged. September wheat's down 4 right now at 531. Yesterday, barrel cheese unchanged at 191 and a quarter. 40-pound block cheese was up a half at 186 and a half. Double A butter dropped 2.5 cents to 310 and a half per pound. The August class 3 milk that goes into cheese right now up 2 at 2019 a hundredweight. I'm Pam Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We have a pretty nice weekend coming up today. Mostly sunny. We'll get to 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 62. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with an isolated afternoon thunderstorm, 81. Same for Sunday, partly cloudy, scattered afternoon thunderstorms, 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Lake Ridge Bank presents Atwood Fest on Madison's East Side. Enjoy live music on three stages from local, national, and international artists, with plenty of food and craft vendors along Atwood Avenue, from Tex Tubs to Monty's Blue Plate. And bring the kiddos for Kids Fest, but don't bring the puppers. Leave your pets at home. Three stages, 30 bands over 2 days on Madison's East Side. It's time for Atwood Fest, Saturday and Sunday, July 27th and 28th. For a full music schedule, log on atwoodfest.com.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. We're back in Milwaukee taking a look back at Trump's comments from the night before and what is ahead for Democrats. Don't miss it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness, get ready, just quitting balls of fire. I let that love fall. Balls of fire.
Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM at 1580 AM. The John and Gordy, the dumb John and Gordy guys. Family show version.
It's 635.
We don't know what we're talking about anymore.
Yeah. Sam, you were on the phone there during our time away here, yeah. And but you didn't want to take that phone call on the air. What was that about?
A listener, Kathy, called in, and yeah? She said she'd like to thank me for keeping the show together when we've got two dummies in the studio who don't know about the Rosetta Stone.
And why didn't you put her on the air?
I should have kept her on. Kathy, if you're still listening, we'd love to talk to you.
Sure.
That was wonderful. Thank you, Kathy.
Well, but now we know. You have all this wealth of knowledge we never even realized. I mean, you were a history minor or major?
Yes, history minor.
What did you major in?
Communication arts.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hence working at a radio station.
Yeah.
Okay. Well. Okay, well, the two dummies will continue. And,
yeah, we don't know nothing, yeah. So
nope, we don't.
I don't know.
We're still on air.
We'll just talk about something, I guess.
Okay.
Well, we have a...
It's Dumpster Fire Friday.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. And what we have to do is we have to throw everything about the RNC away today. It's got to go away. Today, yeah. This is the last week.
The convention is over.
Let's put a nail in this coffin and toss everything out.
Yeah.
But we have many things to talk about when it comes to the convention.
Is Kathy on the line? I think Sam's got Kathy on the line. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, wait. Was it Catherine?
I don't know. No, I don't think so. Okay. Sam, do we have a caller on the line?
Yeah, Kathy's back.
All right, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. Good morning, Kathy.
Hi. Hi. Does Kathy B here? Yes.
Yes.
Well, I do laud Sam for his hard work. you have a pretty fun show. I listen to it most of the time, you know.
Yeah. So, well, great.
In and out. But I do like the history stuff and the birthdays and dates and things. So
yeah.
Keep up the good work. You all do okay. How's your tooth, John?
It's Gordy. Gordy's got the bad teeth.
Yeah. Yeah. It's okay now. Yeah, they took care of it. Yeah, I had an exposed nerve. It was really painful, but
yeah.
And had a partial.
Well, it's a long story, but yeah,
root canal. And now
did
he's
you
got,
have a root canal? Or
well, I had
a partial one,
half a root canal. Got to do the other half sometime soon.
Yeah, so. I have no idea what a half a root canal would be.
I don't understand it either.
They put in a spike or something, and they make molds and,
you know,
do whatever if they have to do any partial fillings and all. Good luck with that.
Thank you.
I'm old. I have had a lot of dental work done.
Oh, you know.
That's
me
fun,
too.
You know.
Yeah. I know it.
I do have most of my own teeth. Yeah.
Well sadly.
So what are you all doing this weekend?
Well, we're going to Pod Save America tonight.
Yeah, that's
we're
at the Orpheum Theater.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
That's
19th,
happening.
Isn't it?
Also, the Dane County mm-hmm. Fair is going on. So that's
right.
Some fun
and we'd
stuff.
Like to send somebody out there to check in and see what the new fried foods are going to be. The deep fried foods.
Yes.
We do that in
always
Wisconsin.
All three of us are going to go ride mm-hmm. the Ferris wheel, right?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And then
boy.
And then the tilt and hurl.
You know, maybe we should ask Sam about your root canal. Sam, what do you think he should do with his root canal?
Yeah.
I'm no dentist. I don't know.
Okay.
No.
What are you doing this weekend, Kathy?
Yeah, what are you doing, Kathy?
Oh.
What do you have happening?
Probably weeding while the weather's nice.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Get out in the garden.
Things like that, you know.
Yeah.
It's been so...
Do you live in Madison?
Much of the time. Yes, I do. I live 2 miles east of the square on Williamson Street.
Oh, okay.
Williamson Street. Great.
Well, hot skipping a jump from you guys. Yeah.
Yeah. It's nice down there. Yeah.
All right, Kathy. Well,
yeah,
thank
I've
you.
Lived here. Yeah. I've lived here since 71.
Have you?
Good for you.
Yeah.
So you experienced some of the leftovers from the 60s, and everybody migrated to the east side.
Oh, boy.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, 20 years here. 23 or 4 years in this spot.
Okay.
So I like it here.
Yeah.
Madison is a great town. So welcome to the town.
Oh, thank you, Kathy.
And
we appreciate it. It's kind of fun.
I enjoy your show.
Well, I appreciate that.
I enjoy your show.
So. Yeah.
All right.
Thanks for putting up with us, two dummies. And
I love that. All right. Kathy, have a good day, all right?
Yeah. All right. Appreciate it. That made our day.
You know, I do the census, and I've been out on the east side a few times, and I didn't really know that there were a lot of communes left.
Are there?
Yes, there are.
Are you kidding
me? No, seriously.
What do you mean communes? Are you serious?
Yeah, people who live together.
Yeah. Well, okay, but like...
Like a co-op or a commune?
Yeah. It's a combination co-op commune, and I still haven't been able to figure it out.
Okay.
That must be tough for the census.
It is tough to figure out whether I need to
Is it a family?
Give the survey to them. I'm not sure. You know, communes are group quarters.
Okay.
They have different categories for all of this stuff.
Interesting.
So it's hard to figure out sometimes whether I should have that survey with them or not.
That's got to be tough.
It's a tough business.
Okay,
it's so confusing. But why don't we get to the RNC?
Okay, fire up the dumpster.
Let's
dumpster
get that
fire Friday.
We want to burn this stuff up.
Yep, we've got too many things. Yeah. Let's go. Okay, we got the fire going here.
Look out! I do want to mention that Trump gave his speech last night, which seemed to go on and on and on forever. I went to bed
minutes.
Early.
Yeah. 93 minutes.
I just got up to see if he looked well or not, and he didn't look well, and he spoke slowly, and I still think that he has a problem hearing in his right ear. He has a problem there, and they haven't released any medical information.
He was kind of rambling for quite a while toward the end.
Yeah.
Just kind of tailed off there.
Well, he didn't want to get off the stage.
No, he didn't.
Nothing new there.
Nope.
But he did mention immigrants are not stealing American jobs. By the way, I just thought I'd mention it to him. If he's listening to the show this morning, you can get our show almost anywhere. So I'm sure he's listening right now. See what the criticisms were. Yeah. There are currently more jobs than workers in the U.S. So that's not a bad problem to have. But, of course, let's get rid of all the immigrants so we can't fill any of those empty jobs. Trump keeps talking about migrant crime, but undocumented immigrants are far less likely to commit crimes than U.S. citizens. Okay? Just to kind of just throw a few things out there.
Reality check. Huh?
We do have a fact checker.
Do it.
That wonderful guy from CNN. I just love this
guy. We got to get his name. He's very good.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Daniel Dale?
Daniel Dale, yeah.
Mr. Peabody.
It's a little over 2 minutes, but it's great stuff. I mean, this guy hears what he says. He mentally notes it and then knows what the answers are. He's a genius. This guy's fantastic. Let's listen to his criticism, his approach to what happened last night with the Trump speech.
The world was at peace. Our opponents inherited a world at peace and turned it into a planet of war. We're in a planet of war. The whole world was at peace, and now the world is blowing up around us.
This is false. Trump did not achieve world peace when he was president, certainly wasn't at peace when he left office. There were active wars or armed conflicts in dozens of nations in 2020, a 51 by one research institution's count, and then 51 again in 2021. Trump handed President Biden ongoing civil wars in Yemen and Syria, of course, an unresolved Israeli-Palestinian conflict, Israeli-Iranian conflict, a war in Ethiopia. I could go on for a while, but I don't have time because there were so many other false claims. So let's address some of those, not even all of them. He repeated his usual lie about Democrats having cheated in the 2020 election. It's nonsense. He said crime is going up. The opposite is true. It's gone sharply down in 2023 and early 2024, is now lower than it was under Trump in 2020. He said we have the worst inflation we've ever had. Again, not even close. It is 3% right now. The U.S. record is 23.7%. He said there was no inflation under him. It was low, of course, but not non-existent. It was 8% total for his presidency, 1.4% year over year in the month he left office. He said the price of groceries is up 57% under Biden. It's actually 21%. He said Democrats are proposing to quadruple people's taxes. That is imaginary. He said his tax cut was the largest in American history, not even close again. He said the Biden administration does nothing to stop migrants. Well, the administration tried to get Congress to pass a bill to tighten the border, and after Trump himself helped to kill that bill, Biden took executive action to tighten the border. Trump said he stopped human trafficking. Again, not true. He said China stopped buying buying oil from Iran under him also did not happen. He said foreign governments are deliberately sending criminals and mental health patients to the U.S. as migrants. His own campaign has been unable to provide proof for that. I certainly haven't found any myself. He said we defeated ISIS, 100% of ISIS, in a couple of months. In fact, the ISIS caliphate was declared fully liberated more than 2 years into his presidency. And there were other exaggerations about trade with China, about North Korean missile launches, about gas prices, about IRS agents. So it just went on and on and on in terms of falsehood, just like the speech went on and on and on itself. Jake?
All right, Daniel Dale, thanks so much. And you could read more of CNN's fact checks at cnn.com/facts. First,
I would definitely check that out if I were you. Boy. Just it's great stuff.
But other than that,
of course, you know, it'd be a lot shorter if you just, you know, said what Trump was right about.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. What was true? Yeah.
If there was any of that at all,
I don't think so.
I want to get to cut 88 here. We were talking about the signage that people were holding up at the RNC.
Yeah.
And it seemed like each night they had a different one. Well, that ended up being true. Why don't we check that out?
Here. Okay.
Every single evening this week, the Republican National Convention is printing signs for delegates and attendees to wave. And tonight's sign is very revealing of where the party is right now. It says, mass deportations now. Mass deportations now. That is the kind of policy that is alarming, even cruel, even un-American to folks on the left. And that is the intended effect. Someone I spoke to just a moment ago said, it's going to make heads explode. And you may wonder, is that where the Republican Party is today? I did a little digging. I can tell you from my reporting during the primary season talking to voters, the answer is absolutely yes. And the answer from pollsters is absolutely yes. 3 out of 4 Republicans want immigration to decline in America, and they believe that immigration brings in drugs, brings in crime, and makes the economy worse, even, quote, reduces social and moral values. On top of that, a full 80% of Republicans, according to CBS News' own polling, agree with Donald Trump when he says that illegal immigration is poisoning the blood of the country, one of his most explosive phrases.
Yeah.
When you think about the journey that the Republican Party has taken from the party of George W. Bush and his efforts to reform immigration in this country, some of his primetime addresses about America's history as a country of immigrants, to where we are now, it is quite a journey and something we'll be chewing over not only this evening, but I think for years to come.
Yeah, and it's just an amazing thing.
Those
having
signs.
A poll like that is just, who can imagine results like that?
Well, mass deportations now. Those signs were everywhere.
Right.
Everywhere. Well, not only last night, but before, you know, earlier in the convention, too. Is that going to be the new sign on top of the Statue of Liberty or, you know, at the base?
That's what
What's
I was
going
thinking.
On? I mean, you know, nobody's welcome anybody. Just
way
stay
back
away.
When the immigrants were coming to the U.S., there was a similar type of movement for almost everyone that came here from whatever country they wanted to spotlight or target at the time.
Mm-hmm.
The Italians, the Irish. If we had stopped at that point, what kind of country would we have,
yeah,
right?
I don't know.
It's outrageous to even think that these individuals are thinking about this problem at all. And then, of course, the drug problem. We've always had a drug problem in this country. You remember the war on drugs?
Yes.
We lost that war, but the war on drugs, they're now blaming immigrants instead of continuing the war on drugs or keeping a better a policy in place, or at least coming up with a way to deal with it. Instead of doing that, they just want to blame immigrants.
Mm-hmm. All right, we are going to continue with Dumpster Fire Friday as we roll along on this Friday morning here. What are we listening to right now, Sam?
You're playing something on your phone or something.
Am I?
Yes.
I don't think that's on my phone, is it?
I don't know.
Oh, maybe the sun. Oh, sorry about that. Okay. We'll continue with the John and Gordy Show. It's 6:49. Coming right back.
Yeah.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
At Uline, they know firsthand the road to success is an uphill climb.
Uline started in the family basement, and through hard work is now North America's most trusted shipping and industrial supplier. They get what it means to have the support of reliable, hardworking partners. So they keep 41,000 items ready to ship. Whether your company is still in a basement office or expanding cross-country, Uline will be there on your road to success. Visit Uline.com.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Dumpster fire, burn bright, burn above, fake news, blazing in the night, in the night. Wipe it out with all your might, let's restore what's right.
Ah, Dumpster Fire Friday on the John and Gordy Family Show. WMDX, we're broadcasting from State Street live this morning, and the RNC is over.
That's it. That's it for this year. They're done. They're moving out of Milwaukee, packing it up, moving it out.
It's in the history books now.
A lot of
it's
memorable moments.
History books.
A lot of memorable moments. Should we get to one?
Sure.
All right, let's get to something featured on The Daily Show. I want you to pay special attention to Marjorie Taylor Greene's comments, because after each statement she makes, and this may be hard to detect, but she has a little breath, a little sigh of some sort, and it's very bizarre. It's cut 89, okay. And I'm hoping everybody can hear this. It's not that audible, but check it out. Anyway, what she says is ridiculous, too, so
all right.
Listen to that.
We'll listen.
Let's check it out here. Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Fiery member of Congress struggled mightily as her body rejected the unity theme as though it were transplanted like a monkey heart.
The founding father of the America First movement, Donald John Trump. Make America successful again. Wealthy again. The country we deserve.
What is she doing?
God. Oh my.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on
she's
there.
She's creepy.
She is.
Oh my gosh. All right. Let's get to another moment here. Rachel Maddow claimed Lord of the Rings is a favorite for the far right, and this is cut 86. Okay. And I didn't know any of this, but Peter Thiel, we got a text yesterday about Peter being involved with J.D. Vance, actually paid for his new career and a successful career at that.
Yeah.
He was the financier that backed him up all the way, and that's why he is the vice presidential candidate this time around. It was big money, a billionaire contributing again to this this elite class of politicians.
Yeah, he gave him a couple of different jobs along the way, too, right?
All the way along,
yeah. Groomed him. And, yeah.
And last night, of course, we saw Hulk Hogan.
and that was so weird.
And then Peter Thiel paid for the legal services that Hulk Hogan had in court, where he had sued a publication, which was a Growler.
Okay.
And they had published all this information about a porn tape that he had made.
That Hulk Hogan made.
Yeah, that Hulk Hogan made. And they sued Growler, and or Gawker, rather. It was Gawker. And what they did was they sued him, and they actually put Gawker out of business with that lawsuit that Peter Thiel helped pay for.
Okay.
So this guy has deep pockets and deep involvement in the right wing at this point. So let's listen to Maddow on this and using Lord of the Rings.
All right.
Like Mr. Thiel, who has named his companies after things in the Lord of the Rings series of J.R.R. Tolkien books. Lord of the Rings is a sort of favorite cosmos for naming things and cultural references for a lot of far-right and alt-right figures, both in Europe and the United States. Peter Thiel names all these things after Tolkien figures and places, like his company Palantir, for example. Like his mentor, like Peter Thiel, who had given him all his jobs in the world, Mr. Vance also, when he founded his own venture capital firm with help from Peter Thiel, named it after a Lord of the Rings thing. He called it Narya, N-A-R-Y-A, which you can remember because it's Aryan, but you move the end to the front. Apparently that word has something to do with elves and rings from the Lord of the Rings series. I don't know.
There you go. So,
okay.
Deep, deep, deep in the mind of Peter Thiel. All right.
Quite odd.
Yeah, let's toss that in the dumpster quickly here because, dumpster, you know, it's...
The fire kind of went out here.
It kind of went out, but I think, I think that's going to get it going.
Got the fire extinguisher standing by just in case.
Yeah, that is flaming on again.
All right.
Definitely.
Here we go. Throw it in there.
All right. Here's an interesting thing. Put together by one of the big... Xers out there. This is a presentation about what the Trump administration would look like with particular people in charge. And okay, and I'm just going to play. This is cut 87. Here are the actual comments from rumored people who will play a big part in the Trump administration. This is in order of the audio that you're going to hear. It doesn't matter whether you remember this or not, but you'll hear please write this down.
Okay.
The AG would be Mike Davis. CIA director would be Kash Patel. Senior White House advisor, John McEntee. Secretary of State, get this.
Okay.
Michelle Bachmann, back again. I had no idea her name was being bandied about. Yeah. Chief of Staff, Stephen Miller. Let's get to this cut real quick here.
Okay.
Donald Trump reacting to reports about what a second term would look like.
He says, you're not going to be a dictator, are you? I said, no, 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 other than day one.
Before I get chased out of town with my Trump pardon, we're going to deport 10 million people and growing. Put kids in cages. It's going to be glorious.
This is why we're tyrannical. This is why we're dictators. We will go out and find the conspirators, not just in government, but in the media. Yes, we're going to come after you.
The elephant in the room, which is pornography. Whenever America bans that, which will be happening at some point, everyone will be much better off.
For people who know their Bible, this is exactly what the prophets told us. Transgender black Marxists are seeking the overthrow of the United States and the dissolution of the traditional family.
Neutral laws will be used to crush us. Write the law so it protects your friends and harms the bad guys. When Democrats break the law, you bring it smashing down on them.
I think you can only serve in office if you were actually born in this country. Not a birthright citizen anchor baby like Nikki Haley, but I don't want people like that in our country, let alone in our Congress.
If you want to save this country, there is going to have to be a third great awakening. We are in the process of the second American Revolution, which will remain bloodless if the left allows it to be.
Are we going to allow that? I don't think we are going to allow that. There's going to be blood, I guess.
Oh, man.
The last two people were Laura Loomer and Kevin Roberts. Kevin Roberts, of course, one of the authors of Project 2025. So those comments are enough to scare the daylights out of anybody, regardless of whether you remember their names or not.
Just scary. Just completely scary.
That's what they're promising. Isn't it outrageous?
When will we wake up from this nightmare? I don't know.
There's a lot of time left before the election, so we'll see what happens. A lot of this stuff, I hope, will sink in.
Okay. Coming up in our next hour, Bob Newhart died yesterday. We're going to play a clip.
Yeah.
And also, we've got a special guest coming Monday. We'll tell you about that in just a few minutes on the John and Gordy Show.
As we were saying,
let the sun shine.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Crude and Dom.
Tune in Friday for a very special Devil's Advocate, the RNC MKE 2024 Hangover Edition. In your grievances, we air them on Friday, Devils.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
Gordy here from the Mad Radio Morning Show. When you text us at Civic Media, our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial in Madison, chosen by 80% of Fortune 500 manufacturers in the United States that want to package with less. RocketIndustrial.com.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.